Episode 55, Second Blood, Bloodlust. Boben slashed, Mac whipped a nerd, and Sarn door busted in their last appearance, but they also made some friends along the way with the two former slaves, Boben's and Sarn's, freeing a pair of indentured sisters, and the combat flight controller, Mac, attaining a pair of fashionably intelligent glasses. The crew seems to be systematically dismantling the crew of the Renegade's Blood, including neutralizing a Redarian kill team. Frantically trying to find the butt radar before the butt finds them. But will they make a stop at human resources to follow up on a tip on a character from Sarn's past? Also, Rumex is presumably still frisbeeing across the galaxy. I'm sure he's fine.
No concerns for Rumex. He's a sturdy droid.
Yeah, yeah. No love lost, I think is a word. A phrase. All right.
Definitely something.
I guess we'll take us back to Renegade's Blood.
All right, that's where we tied up the sorority sister.
Yes, although I should probably change their name. Redarian kill. Oh, it says they're just not on the token.
Speak. Oh, there we are.
All right. So, I believe we left off. You guys had just, you tied up the Redarian kill team leader. The Redarian kill team leader gave you instructions to the human resources department, which I will relay to you now, again. He said you'll have to go down the hallway and then take a left to get towards the executive wing of the ship. But he said the hallway is the barracks.
That means they have weapons there, right?
And maybe people.
Yeah, but more importantly, weapons.
I mean, how many people are out flying ships?
I got them going in a nice circle.
All right, I want to... Sarn wants to head that way.
Our dudes, but
yeah,
some
I
work.
Mean, I guess... I mean, the executive ships sounds like that's where a butt radar would be found. So... Does anyone remember where we dumped those slaves? They're just waiting for us, right? They haven't followed us here.
They're still in the back. They didn't follow you. You guys put them basically in the airlock next to where you came in with the power loader.
That's right. We left them there. All right, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're okay.
I think the power. Presumably cowering.
All right, well, executive suite, here we go.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Is it this door?
No. So...
Is it this door?
Can you see
that door was locked, wasn't it?
It is now.
I thought it was locked before. But...
You can see there's a window on it. It's no, it wasn't locked before. No. There's a window on it. It looks like an airlock that goes outside.
Oh. Well, that's... We should probably put that guy in there.
No, he's tied up. He's good.
Yeah, tie him up in an airlock.
Okay. All right. You can. You want to throw him in the airlock?
Yeah.
Lock him up.
All right. Well, first you have to unbind him from. I assume you have him chained up to something.
Yeah, we had a pair of bracers, right? That we, or was it rope?
No, they were, they're called binders.
Binders, yeah. We got some binders, on him. Do you really want to unhook him to put him in the airlock? Are you sure?
I thought it was just his wrist bound together, but if he's bound to something else.
I assumed you did bind him. I assumed you binded him to something too, but maybe you didn't.
Probably a chair. I think we strapped him to a chair. That seems like something I would do.
That does not seem very sturdy.
Well, seems almost anyway.
Portable. Well, no way that could come back to haunt you.
Yeah, she strapped him up to a folding chair. Now he's got a weapon, goddammit.
My God, he's got a family!
So executive suite?
Executive suite.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Which way do I go?
Forward.
All right. Yes. Which would
never
be,
backward.
Right. And always twirling. So it would be down. It would be down.
Down. Okay.
And he told you these directions. I'm just going to assume that you guys remember them perfectly rather than your real selves, which did not.
Hey, you didn't need to say that last part.
Well, also he didn't actually tell you all the directions because I didn't know at the time.
So you're a liar too.
All right. Well, we got to go through these doors, I'm assuming.
All right, Mac, I'm going to move your token back down by them, assuming
that's fine. Right. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay. You guys get to the door. The door is labeled barracks. Wait, hold on. Give me one second. Okay. I wanted to make sure I knew what barracks meant.
All right. Well, I got to continue the bloodlust. I kick the door open.
Okay.
He's kicking.
Yeah. That seems like it might go poorly.
You should start upgrading your melee so that when you kick doors, it's kind of you'll have an advantage.
They just come straight off the hinges.
Like you just upgrade melee, not for anything, not for like just for kicking down doors.
Just for kicking doors.
Okay. Yeah. You kick the door open. And I assume you go in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. You go in, and what it looks like, it kind of looks like a locker room. And you see straight ahead, there are Wookiees, and they're looking directly at you. When you kicked the door open, it made a... It made, let's say, an intention attracting noise.
Were they in the middle of our dress?
They are in various states of dress, yes. But
they are Wookiees, though. I mean,
they are covered in hair, so.
That one's not wearing its bandolier.
Gross.
Yeah, they.
This is supposed to be PG.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I guess the Wookiees come running towards the door.
How many Wookiees are there?
There are four groups of three.
Oh my god!
This might like a bad idea.
Is that like a herd?
I don't really know what the term is for a group of Wookiees. But I guess. Well, did you...
A batch of Wookiees.
A Wookiee batch. Did all three of you go through the door? Maybe not, but you're all in... You're all certainly in combat. Oh, maybe I need to reset the combat from last time.
It says a grove of Wookiees. The literary collective term for Wookiees was a grove of Wookiees. That's dumb as hell. Batch is so much better.
I like grove.
It's like a tree. They're like trees.
Yeah. I mean, they do grow in trees. That's canonical.
It's also kind of like a, it's almost a pun, but I know it's not.
All right, I'm rolling initiative. They're gonna roll cool because you caught them a little bit off guard.
Are we doing vigilance then? Okay.
Yeah, you guys will be vigilant. Although I guess if maybe if you were caught off surprise by Sarn, kicking open the door.
No, I think we all expected that one at this point. Yeah.
I mean, you would be the only one that didn't expect it, but he has been kicking all of these doors open.
Yeah, I don't think he's opened a single one at this point, and I'm still not sure how he opened these doors.
Sarn's opened all of them. Just not in the practical sense.
No, they're practically open.
Wide open.
Yeah. All right, so we start with a PC slot.
Sarn, I think that's you.
Yeah, you're literally the guy who probably hit the door.
All right, then I am going to quick strike. Oh, are there any single combatants? Or are they all? They're all groups.
No,
of
they're
three?
All. They're all groups of three.
Okay.
All right. So I guess that would be 12 Wookiees that were in the locker room in various stages of dress.
All right. Well, I'm just going to quick strike. I don't know. I don't like this guy over here.
Okay. This says two, but that's just a broken whatever it is in Foundry.
Gotcha. Two triumphs?
All right, so you blast in, you kick the door down, and I will just tell you that with the two triumphs, that's enough to kill this group. Fudging it a little bit, but two triumphs, that's pretty fucking, that's a great roll. So
yeah, it is.
Do you want to color it in? Or you just, what'd
so,
you say?
Yeah, so as soon as Sarn kicks the door open, he sees his group, or Sarn sees his group, and he just... he just automatically starts blasting. And just right. Mows him down like...
candy.
Starts just holding the gun and just spraying all over the place.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, so yeah, you turn to the side and you just start blasting on this group of three. Sort of in like... you want a piece of this? All right. Responding to your, do you want a piece of this? Are these Wookiees here who do indeed want a piece of this? And they shoot towards you. I'm going to keep it at medium.
Can I dodge?
I don't remember what the rules of your dodge are.
When targeted by combat check, may perform a dodge incidental to suffer a number of strain no greater than the ranks of dodge, which is one, then upgrade the difficulty of that check by that number.
Okay, so you take
one strain, and then you increase the difficulty.
Okay, and you're taking care of the strain on your end?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that. A miss.
Wow, they didn't get one single thing.
That's crazy. Alright. I get another NPC slot, right? Alright, now I'm going to use it. And these people, they're going to do a very, very suspiciously similar thing. So this one you won't be dodging, right? Because you can only do it once per turn.
It doesn't say that, but I'm not going to dodge because I figured it would be very...
I mean, you could keep doing it, but as soon as like you run out of strain, I guess, you're going to be... You're passed out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I get 15. All right.
Oh, no.
Music's haunting.
Well, you're in a haunting position. Okay. Damage, 11 damage.
Well, that puts me at zero.
No, does it already?
I have 7, so it actually puts me 1 above the threshold.
All right. So you get blasted. You are incapacitated right now.
Oh. It just went dark. Oh, there it goes.
I hit the wrong button. What is this?
I thought it was because I hit 13, so I was like, oh, no.
You're dead.
I'm dead. Sarn Turbo's dead.
Poof.
Okay. Yeah, you get blasted, and you're slumped against the wall near the door that you just came in.
Shit! He's down! Yeah.
Burn!
It is PC turn here.
All right, I'm gonna All hide right. behind like on the other side of the door with my like using the door as kind of like cover, and see if I can I blast anybody. I sure would like to.
So, here are some options for you. You can also reach for Sarn. So you guys are behind the door, which is great cover, assuming the door, you know, you're not, you know, the door's not, you're not standing in the doorway. You can make a move to try and grab Sarn and pull him through the door.
Yeah, I'd like to, let's do that, because Sarn's a good
buddy. I'll do that. I'll grab him, because I can't shoot very well, and you're much better at it than I am.
And I'll go blasting?
Okay. Yeah, I'll go first. I'll take my giant Lasat arms and try to, like, grab him while still hiding behind the door and just, like, pull him closer. Do I need to roll anything for that?
I don't know what it would be like. Maybe athletics to see how good you pull him through the door. I mean, that's as close as we get for any physical.
Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming because, like, I imagine I have to dodge the hail of bullets that accompanied his fall.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I don't know if I'm any good at athletics. Woohoo! I miss him.
All right. So you're not completely successful at pulling him completely through the door, but you've pulled him enough for, like, maybe his toe. But mostly, like, his legs.
The robot toe?
Sarn's limbs are still on the other side of the bad side of the door. But you pull a good part of his, body through the door. So he's outside of imminent danger. They're not going to beat that dead horse.
And she's momentful. She's like, God, Sarn, you're so heavy.
Did you just call me dead?
No, you're heavy. This toe is surprisingly heavy.
Oops. Okay.
I can't respond. I am unconscious.
You are... Yes, this is the best. Okay.
Rude.
I am going to give up this NPC slot, this dead person. I should have looked this rule up, but I'm just going to go ahead and roll with... This one's dead, so it loses that slot, and it goes right to the PC. Next PC. So, Boo, you would be the next PC.
Okay, I'm going to go blasting.
Good. I go for it. I just want to give you one option, too. You do have stim packs.
Oh, does Star need it? I'm okay. I think does need it, though. You're right. I'm just going to check myself with a stimmy. I am feeling pretty tired.
I'm a little winded.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I guess I'm over there now.
All right. So yeah, I'd say you use your maneuver. So you get two maneuvers. You use one maneuver, I'm assuming, to pull him all the way through the door.
I thought she did that.
I pulled
him mostly through the door.
Except for, their legs. Sarn's legs are still dangling out there.
Okay, so I'll participate. I'm a team player.
Help me tug him. We tug together.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing his toe.
Just the toe. Not the toe.
Anything but the toe.
But yes, you could. So you pull him in with one maneuver. You can, go. You could, because at that point you're by the door. You can blast through the door if you'd like.
I mean, I'm going to give him a stimmy first to try to, it's a pretty good idea.
Okay.
So
he is really the best at combat. I'm terrible.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to stimmy him up and throw him back out there, right?
Unless they drop their guns and they're really close. Shoot, stimmy.
All right. Stimmy is... What did we say? That's five health.
But I only get four.
Right, because it's one less.
Yeah, because I already used one.
Okay. All right, so did you health yourself back up?
Yes.
Okay. So he stimmies you, and you are brought back to life.
I raise up just like Uma Thurman in...
That Fall Out Boy song?
No. Not dancing. Just in Pulp Fiction. Where's my gun?
Back.
You guys brought my gun, right?
Yeah, no, it took two of us to pull you through the door.
Good thing it's attached to my hip.
Good thing you have more than one.
Shh. Don't tell them that.
Alright. Let's see, that would bring it to an NPC. I guess it was this one. They're going to blast in your direction, I guess. But you guys are behind cover, so that would be increased... Not difficulty, what's the other one? Setback. Yeah. Hold on, because you guys left the door open.
It doesn't exactly close.
Not that monster kick you gave it.
I don't know why you don't think it can close.
Because I busted it open.
Oh, so it's broken.
That's what I assume. Kick a door open, it's not going to close the same.
But it might close a little bit.
It might close a little bit. It's worth a shot. All right. It missed. Thankfully, because I'm not sure how we would have done that. All right. So, Boo, you're one less stimmy. Let me go over your stim bags.
No!
Yes! Okay. PC slot.
You want me to take it?
Yeah. We brought you back to life.
For a reason.
Might as well bring you to work. Plus, this is kind of your bag, baby.
Yeah, also, you kicked the door in.
So technically, this is your fault.
Maybe we should look through the window. I guess a locker room wouldn't have a window.
This is a pirate ship.
For the locker room.
Alright. What group is the one that incapacitated me?
One of these two. Yeah, one of them. I think it was that one.
Okay. I'm going to target aim them.
Okay.
So, or precise aim, I'm sorry. Suffers a number of strain no greater than ranks in precise aim, which is one, then reduce target's melee and range defense by that number.
Okay. So So that means you're on the good side of the door. Because their defense was the door. Well, not the door, but the doorway.
Theirs was?
Well, you guys are kind of both on.
Well, yeah, I leaned out.
Yeah, I'm going to allow that with the precise aim. How'd you do?
14 damage. Succeeded.
All right, so that 14 damage. All right, yeah, you destroyed these guys here.
All right, you guys got to start doing something here. Aside from saving my life.
What the hell have you guys been doing? Saving my life?
You guys sitting back there chilling like you just saved my life or something.
Okay. Who's next? NPC. All right, so it'll be this person is going to shoot towards your direction, which, as we established, since you're on the other side of the door, is going to be the same as if it were cover, which makes it a setback. Zarin, you're the closest through the door.
Yeah, and I was just leaning out.
And you were just leaning out. Okay, then he's going to shoot at you, I guess.
Boy. Oh, no. I'm not looking good for old Sarn Turbo here.
All right, 10 damage to Sarn.
And Sarn goes down again.
All right, so you're back to zero. I'm not going to give you negative.
Sarn passes out again.
All right, I guess it's.
I'm not sure what our plan was coming here.
Maybe we shouldn't have kicked down the barracks. I mean,
no, that's not the problem.
That we is doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
That's not the problem. It's the you know, what was the goal here? Get more guns.
No, this is way to Sarn's sister. Although at this point, I mean,
yeah, way to
yeah, we got to go to the HR department.
We're going to lose Sarn before we get that far.
Seriously, we're going to have to file workers' comp or something.
It's got to be like Saving Private Ryan, find her sister and let her know.
All right.
I knew I should have dodged.
This NPC is going to take at least one maneuver, if not two, to make it into the door.
Oh, here's Bo Ben's time to shine.
Yeah, time to blast.
With the vibro sword.
So they moved and got closer?
Yeah, that's it. There's no other turns here. That makes it a PC slot again.
I'm assuming Bo Ben's kind of like pulls out her sword and just, I'm assuming they're close enough that she could just reach out and blah! Stabs at him. Flashes wildly.
I think you would be enough? I think you would be then engaged.
Okay.
With them. In order to use melee, you have to be engaged, I think.
Okay. How do I engage them?
So you just move closer and then you're engaged, and then your roles are going to be, it's going to be two difficulty. Just you would need, how did they get unengaged last time? I think you have to use a maneuver or something to get unengaged, or maybe you have to win a
strength check.
Doesn't matter now. Yes, you would. So you become engaged, and then you will need to roll for your vibro sword.
Okay. And you said upgrade difficulty? It's two purples right now.
Engages two purple.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. You want to make sure that's right.
Oh no, you got him. All right, so
succeeded two. one success, two threats.
All right, yeah, you're stuck in the door.
Yeah, I imagine because they're like all trying to get in at once, and there's three of them, so it's kind of like, you gotta swipe to keep them back.
All right,
apparently,
you did kill one of them, though. No, you didn't. Never mind. Sorry.
No.
Bad.
Oh, wait.
Are we just fighting over Sarn's body?
Yes.
It's excellent. A struggle.
That is the way Sarn wants to go out.
For people fighting over him?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so the next one is this PC slot, which if we're doing it the same way as we're doing the NPCs, then. That's Sarn's, and they're unconscious.
Oh no!
There's nothing I can do.
Should I give?
No.
Should I give him another stimmy?
That's a good question.
Or you can help me with these guys.
Alright, I'm gonna blast those guys.
Wait, it's not. It's. Wait, so where are we at? So we did the two. We did two NPCs. We're skipping this PC.
Oh, we're skipping
okay. So
PC.
No, we're back. No, we're back at the top. We're back at the top. So yes, it could be you.
Or it's it gonna be me.
You or me? I can either strike again, or you can shoot. What would you like to do?
I'll shoot.
All right.
Well, it should be the two PC slots. So you skip one.
We skipped one. Then we went to PC. Which was Bo Ben's. The first one. So in the previous round, the first one was Boo. We did.
No, the first one was me. I killed the group. Then the NPC shot me. And then the NPC moved. Then it was Bo Ben's. Then it should be Boo. And then Tom.
Okay, that's fine.
So, right, so.
It's you again.
All right, I'm going to blast.
Okay. Who are you blasting?
Whoever's on top of Bobens, are you grappling with somebody?
Yeah, I'm using my sword to keep them out of the doorway.
I'm going to blast the one that's in the doorway.
Okay, it's a setback because there's she's tussling with Bobbins, and if it's a wait a second, can you, I'm gonna say if it's a not a failure, let me check this for a second,
please don't shoot me,
that's what I'm trying to figure out, how he can shoot you, because that would be really funny.
Engaged.
Yeah, just use the setback. I don't think you can get a despair on a setback.
One setback?
Yes.
I'm gonna go blast him.
Good luck.
I missed.
No.
But two advantages.
I hit the side of the door and I blinded the guy. Kind of like a gun flash.
Okay, that would provide an opening for Bobbins to become unengaged. Although she won't want to do that, will she? Because she's gonna want to just slash him again. So he's blinded.
All right.
Oh.
That'll be a boost to Bobbins.
Two.
Although I guess it's... So we're back to PC turn at the top. So it would or could be your turn again.
Yeah, I'll slash him.
Okay.
Slash him.
Go for it.
All right, and one boost?
Yes.
Aha. Boosted!
That's a success, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, succeeded. Right, one success. Five damage. I thought this Vibrosword did more damage.
As it turns out, it doesn't.
No, but it is, some might say, defensive, piercing, or vicious.
And it vibrates.
Ew.
Glad you said it.
Ew, or that it vibrates.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had to say it.
All right. You do kill one of the Wookiees in the door.
Well, I stab him. Ha!
You got both of them. There's one left.
Can they fall on top of Sarn in a comedic effect?
Well, one's still alive. Oh, so you think now you're just accumulating bodies?
Right, in front of the doorway.
Okay.
All right. We've got cover.
Oh, no. All right, yes. So it's Sarn and then two Wookiees, and one is still in the door. And I guess... So it would be an NPC. All right, so one of these is dead.
Dead!
Oh, I guess we skipped this NPC over here, but they can't really do anything.
No, they shot me.
The first... Oh, I guess...
Last round, so now it's... Two NPCs in a row.
Yeah. All right. They're going to shoot at Bobbins. Bobbins. Oh, I guess.
This might...
All right. No, because they're still engaged, right? Because of the knifing.
One of them is.
They pull from their utility belt a vibro knife.
Oh, what?
And... starts to swing that towards Bobbins. Doing 4 damage. You have 2 soak, so that would be 2 damage.
Two damage.
Okay, there you go. Good job. And this other Wookiee's gonna, or this other group of Wookiees is gonna run right up to the door. So now they'll be ready to engage if they need to. All right, that makes it Maxter.
Maxter. I'm gonna use. Do I have any more stimmy? I gotta check my stuff.
Yeah, you've got 4. You guys really loaded up on stimmies at the space cases.
I'm going to give Elm Sarn Daddy a little bit of a breather.
By
giving him a stimmy.
Okay.
I mean, he keeps coming back.
Why are there so many bodies on me?
Sarn, we need you to kill some things first before you die.
I can't do anything
Please.
With bodies on top of me.
Stop sleeping!
It's every time I get shot, I take a nap.
All right, it's your turn then. Sorry. Well, I guess Bobbins could take the turn. Wait, no, she had a turn.
I had a turn. I'm engaged with the Vyros knife.
So it's my turn?
Yep.
All right. Well, then I'm going to, from the ground, I'm going to shoot at the one that's in the knife fight.
Okay. It's close. So it would be one difficulty, but it's going to be one setback because they're tussling with
Now, what if I use my blaster pistol?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm just going to use the rifle.
Yeah, because the rifle is... Wait.
It's good for long, but it could be used in short.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how that works.
Good?
Yeah, go for it.
13 damage.
Alright, Now you're covered in more. You're covered in more bodies.
Okay. If I don't get shot again, this is gonna knock me out. Stop piling bodies.
Maggot slash T.
I know, I got it wrong. I took a gamble. I was like, which one is it?
There it is. Okay. And that brings it to the top? Yeah.
Yeah.
The top. So who wants it?
I'm gonna go blasting.
Okay, Max is gonna go blasting.
Yeah, I'll blast that second one right off his toes.
Okay.
Alright, any same setback as before?
No, no setback because he's not engaged. And it's close, so go ahead and use one difficulty.
Blast it.
Triumph!
I triumphed.
Alright, you by triumphing, let's see.
Six.
Roll your anyway. Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have rolled the
so nine total.
Yeah, it's okay. So, you killed two of the three.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. But it is his turn now, so he's going to shoot towards you.
No.
What? That wasn't the deal.
No. Come on.
It says the only person who hasn't taken damage is this
whole game.
I'm still not wearing a shirt, damn it.
You're right. This is going to be... You're going to have even less soap. All right.
Oh, no.
Well, no one told you to take your shirt off.
No one told me it would be a part of my armor.
But weird how that works. But they miss.
Because of my natural charisma.
They trip over the... pile of bodies.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's a PC turn.
You want to just finish it off, Sarn?
No, it's hard to do anything under a pile of bodies.
Oh. Well, I can try and blast, but I'm not very good, so... But here we go.
Here's hoping.
Wait, where are they at?
They got piled up here.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
There you go.
Ah!
Holy crap.
Why wasn't I using this?
Alright.
She had a vibro sword.
I really like being up close when you kill someone, you know?
What?
Oh, I know the feeling. Just afterwards... It's not nice to have them on top of you.
All right. You killed all of them in the locker room.
Yeah, despite God.
Woo!
All right.
All right. Wait. Before we go any further,
Get these bodies off of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. And Boban just starts picking up the bodies and like bags of, you know, dog food, kind of just chucking them aside.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, perfect.
Look, that did not go so hot for us. I know we won, but I got stabbed.
I got shot a lot.
Can I take a look around this locker room and see if there's like a first aid kit somewhere? You know, an eye wash station or something.
I got a little chilly.
What, did you get some blood in your eye?
No, I'm just going to raid it. I don't have a stim pack, and I could probably use them.
Where's your... You probably could use them.
Yeah. Wonder where you get those from.
Can I... let's see what's around here first.
I just kind of, it's a locker room, so, I mean, maybe they'll have, like, a, you know, first aid kit.
Or shoes. Or a shirt.
Okay.
All right. What do I,
Well, pick... you can go ahead and pick one.
All right. Roll perception.
All right. So, perceiving, you see down this corridor, there are four doors here.
All right. Gonna go down there and take a peek in the first one.
The first one? Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to kick it open. I just want to peek stealthily through the door. Okay, carefully.
Roll a stealth check.
We really gotta take it easy first few seconds.
Okay, succeeded. You peek in. You notice it's inside. It's some kind of like a jump pod that must go into the fighter. So what you do see in there in one of the chairs is a Wookiee pilot, or what looks to be some kind of fighter pilot Wookiee. They're alive.
Oh, God, shut that door.
All right.
They didn't come a-running when they heard all the noise?
No, it's... You'd have to ask.
Wait a
him.
Second. Are the ships drones? And he's just piloting it from here?
No. That's. Oh, okay. I mean, I'm telling you too much, but I just want to stop you from overthinking it too much.
That would be kind of cool, though.
It might be cool.
So Boban's just kind of like.
I mean, that could have worked.
Boban's just opens the door crack and she's like, ah! That's it.
Sarn would like to stealthily check the second room.
Okay. Roll stealth. Your stealth's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's also, apparently, stealth. Oh no, that's her perception.
Although my stealth wasn't too bad, I still succeeded.
There's no way I can fail this.
He says,
All right, you open it up, but it's a really, really squeaky door. And you tumble inside very, I don't know, clumsily. And let's see.
What the hell is that?
Okay. You see inside there is one stim pack. You see there's a first aid kit. Basically, it looks like a kit someone would strap to their leg that, you know, is going into a fighter pilot or a fighter jet, and it has a stim pack in it.
I take and give it to Boban's.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, it's not going to do me much good.
How do I do this?
You just open it and...
Oh, wait, sorry.
Push it right into your leg. And push the button. It's like an EpiPen shot.
Oh, okay. Clunk. She stabs it. So it just reduces 5, because, right, it's my first one.
Yep.
All right, cool. I have 5 now. 5.
Okay.
5.
Five.
Much better.
Much better.
All right, Matt, what are you doing?
I'm following behind. What's the next door? I'm going to poke my head through the next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to move you down here. So you
thank you. I lost me. There I am. Do you want me to remember stealth? Is it? I thought that was the one.
Well, I mean, you don't have to stealthily open it. You can just kick it down.
Does someone need a door kicked open?
No. Stealth it. Any extra modifiers?
No, just go ahead and just do it.
I am the Lord of Deception.
Wait,
why'd you roll deception?
Why did you?
I meant the roll of stealth.
You deceived the door. The door is confused.
Also failed that one. Sorry, I rolled the wrong one. In my head, I saw stealth, but I rolled deception.
Were you trying to deceive us?
It almost worked.
I'm really good at stealth, guys. Believe me.
All right. You try to open the door very stealthily. It's also very creaky. And the door opens and you fall in kind of clumsily. And you start rooting around in there. There's nobody in it, thankfully, for you, I suppose. And let's see. You do find a first aid kit. But you open it up and it's empty.
Oh.
Ain't that a kick in the teeth?
Yeah. Oh.
All right,
cool.
All right. Sarah just walks to the next one and kicks it open.
All right.
I happen to put a hallway of doors down here.
Yeah,
do your legs not get tired?
There is a fighter jacket in there.
Uh-oh.
And this, I did not decide that before you kicked the door open. That was just, I picked four random ones and you kicked the one open that happened to have a fighter jacket in there. And now you two are in combat.
Oh, but I caught him unawares, right?
No, well...
Kick him again. You kicked one door, give it another good hard kick, and kick that down. Kick that guy down.
I guess, yes, if we're going to roll initiative, you can roll Vigilance, and the Fighter Jockey will roll Cool. Nope, yes. Wait, do I have it backwards?
Not, yeah, I think you do.
All right, so he rolls Vigilance then.
Right? Does it really matter?
Yes, it's a different... maybe not in this case. I don't know what their skills are.
Oh, okay.
Two and Cool. No, it'd be exactly the same in this case.
Do I get a boost for surprising?
No. The surprise is Vigilance versus Cool. Listen, and nobody else kicked the door open. So, you have the best stealth on the team. I don't really feel like giving you a bonus.
Why are there question mark dice now?
It must just be misloaded. All right. So, go ahead. You can take your turn first. You kick it open. And, yes, there's a fighter jockey sitting there waiting. Not waiting for you, which is...
I am going to aim and shoot.
Okay.
All right.
12 damage. Yeah, you just straight up murder him. He's very dead.
Loot that body.
Loot that body.
Okay.
Okay.
I just don't.
How do you then? You gotta just start putting things on these guys' bodies, Tiger, just so we find stuff.
It's really strange things, like a can of beans.
Yeah. You find on his body, there's what looks like a, it's like a pocket watch, and inside there's a clock which tells the time, but it also has a picture of a family of Wookiees. It looks to be like a Mormon-sized family of Wookiees, and by Mormon I mean wives and children. So Yes, there seems to be two or three wives or husbands. It's hard to know, but they are very romantic. And the children also look like they get good grades.
I'll do definitely take those pictures.
Well, I definitely put that pocket watch in my pocket. Okay. Can add this to the collection.
Can you write that down?
No.
I just don't want to forget about this.
It will come back to haunt you.
It will.
It has to. You're going to be attacked by a Mormon family of Wookiees. Or a Wookiee family of Mormons.
Not again.
Or, oh no, I'm sorry, a grove of Wookiee Mormons.
Okay.
Wait, how do I? Oh.
Maybe I could just put it in the notes.
Yeah.
Move that body.
Did you added it to your gear?
Yeah. Pocket watch with Mormon family picture and device that tells time. Why is there so many now?
I didn't know what that button did, and I added some. But now I don't.
Want to buy some watches?
Oh, there it is. Pocket watch with a Mormon family picture and device that tells time. All right.
A clock?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, let's take a break.
Pocket Thanks. Watch.
Let's see. Now you've killed just about everything.
There's still one door with a pilot inside of it.
No, just leave him alone.
Yeah, but what if he's got a pocket watch?
What, you think they just give him out to everybody? Like, hey man, it's been 6 months. Here's your gift, a pocket watch.
What if we kill him, get his pocket watch, and it's the same picture?
Well, that would be a coincidence. Are these Wookiees wearing like some sort of uniform or anything? Or are they all just in general?
The one that you just killed is wearing it's like a jumpsuit, like a fighter, like a pilot's jumpsuit. The other ones, they're not in uniform because they are pirates, but they're dressed alike. Although they're not dressed because you're in a locker room. They're in various states of dress.
Listen, guys, crazy idea. What if I got a Wookiee, one of these pirate Wookiee outfits on? Do you think I'd pass as Wookiee? And maybe, you know, we'll do the whole, oh, I'm taking them prisoner, you know, routine.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you deceiving me? Do you really think this is going to work?
I'm willing to believe in, we'll use the force.
Okay, well, you know, I gotta be honest. I don't think any of that force stuff really exists. I'm gonna take the various states of undressed Wookiees. I'm assuming their like lockers are open and their like clothes are kind of still hanging out. I'm just gonna find enough clothes to make it look as if I might be Wookiee from a distance, because Lasats and Wookiees don't look alike. It's a really common misconception and kind of a racist, or I'm sorry, species stereotype. But in this case, we're going to use it to our advantage. I'm going to use it to my advantage. I really don't want to be shot again. I don't know how you guys do it. I got stabbed with a vibro knife. I've been stabbing people with a vibro sword. Do you know how much that hurts?
Yeah, I think I can. Yeah, I think I've been stabbed before.
Is there
okay?
Like Wookiee,
well, it hurts
Wookiee jumpsuit?
A lot. And I've been doing this all over. Bo Benz is just like anxious at this point. I think she's got a lot of adrenaline, so she's just talking as she's going around picking up different pieces of clothing and like shoving them on top
putting
of her clothes
on.
Already. Yeah.
Okay. She's pissed.
Okay. Yeah. You put the stuff on. Yeah. You make a half convincing, Wookiee
from a distance,
unless you are a Wookiee, I guess.
No, I'm definitely not a Wookiee.
No, or... I mean...
No, you make a convincing Wookiee to someone that is not a Wookiee.
All right, fair enough.
But anyway, yes.
All right.
It should help you. It should help you.
Well, what about these other doors up here?
Forget them. Stop kicking down doors.
Who said I was going to kick them down?
It's not like...
Oh, my God. There's a whole other row of doors over here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
In the interest of not wasting time opening doors, let's just say all those rooms are not interesting.
They're lockers.
You could have just said locked.
Then you would have tried to kick it down. So, like...
Then, okay, fine.
Then right. I should be just a little more straightforward. Is there's nothing interesting worth locking behind these doors.
Fine.
If these doors had anything interesting, they would have bothered locking them, you know.
Exactly. All right, Andy, don't go too far ahead yet. Try to convince your compatriots to come with you.
All right, let's go this way, guys. Come on.
If just you remember the directions that the kill team leader gave you, it was go through the barracks, down the hall, and to the left.
All right, well, I'm going to continue going through the barracks.
Down the hall to the left.
To your left, not
right.
The map.
Yes.
Left.
To my left.
So I'm here.
This way you would have to go.
You guys in?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're hurrying. Right.
Hooray.
Do, 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 do.
Just moving my piece.
I don't know what this
is. I ran into a wall.
Okay, so you can... This,
they'll looks, sneak up on you.
Can you see right here?
The door?
We can see, like, there's a little hallway.
What is it? What is this icon here?
It looks like a door.
It just looks like a door.
The darkness.
Okay. There is a door there.
All right. Can I push Sarn away ahead of Sarn?
No, I'll
push Sarn out of the way.
Open the door.
Hey, my stealth is pretty good. I promise I'll stealthily check it.
Okay. Is that what you call kick it? Is that what your foot's called? Stealth?
No, it's what I actually call the robo toe. But that's not what I meant in this instance. I will stealthily check the door.
All right.
Do it. And I stalk up to the door. All right. I didn't fail it twice.
Okay. The door's locked.
God damn it.
Even with 8 advantages?
So glad
I didn't try kicking this door open.
Okay. The door is locked.
All right.
Does anybody want to roll perception?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You do it. Yeah, do it. Do it, Mac. Perceive. Perceive.
All right, I'm working on it. Something's going on with my damn thing.
Perceive.
All right.
Perceive.
All right.
Perceive.
Okay. While Sarn is monkeying around with the door and Bobbins is yelling at him, telling him how to monkey with the door, you see a small sign in basic that says HR with an arrow pointing in this direction.
Well, this has been quite the adventure, guys. We're going the wrong way. Start walking away. It's this way. It says HR, 2 letters and an arrow. It's written in basic, apparently. Let's go.
All right. And as part of your triumph, you notice as you walk by, you kind of walk by it and then you stop and come back and you look to your left here and you see a droid. It's not activated right now, but a droid is just sitting there.
Guys.
Yes. A droid.
There's a droid.
Holy shit, a droid!
What kind of droid is it?
It looks to be a standee droid. There's either Rolly droids or standee droids.
That is the official classification.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Am I wrong? Okay.
it's sitting with other equipment, like space mops and space brooms.
Oh, my God.
So it seems to be some sort of custodial droid.
Can I roll an education skill or something to know what this thing is? It's a standee droid.
It's a standee droid, but it's also a custodial droid. It looks like it's proficient with space mops and or space brooms. But you would know a ship like this would use these custodian droids, and they probably move up and down the ship.
Do you guys want to take a droid with us?
But they don't keep the droid on. You know, just by the fact that it's sitting there off, and it's kind of a rude thing to do.
Wait, what's a rude thing to do? Turn it on?
No, to turn it off when you're not using it. I mean, have you ever seen, like, in Star Wars, like, they usually just let the droids, like, exist?
Yeah.
Instead of, like a Roomba where you turn them on when you need them and turn them off when you don't?
All right, Sarn's going to fiddle with it to try to get it to clean, turn it on and get it to clean the HR office.
Okay.
Fiddle.
I would encourage you to collaborate. I don't know. You might actually have the best computers. I just know that Bobbins is a mechanic, so.
I've got 2 proficiency.
Okay.
I got 1.
All right. You're right. Push her out of the way.
Get out of the way. Difficulty 2?
Yeah, sure. It fails. Your advantage noticed you failed.
That's one hell of an advantage. Can I flip it to light side point?
To what?
Make it successful.
That's not what those are for.
Oh, here. We'll do this. Listen. We'll find. General skills. Let's see.
You can't use the light side point to negate
it. No, I know.
But
I know.
If you do. Well, Bridget succeeded.
I push him back out of the way and get a little bit closer and just click the on button that's like right in front of his, like on his side. Just boop.
Yes, all that computer's knowledge has led you to this moment. It does power up.
Oh shit, what are we going to do with it?
Tell it to clean the HR office.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Awaiting instruction.
The HR office is quite filthy. As you see, I am a Wookiee. You need to go in there and clean it.
Me, not being a Wookiee, am fooled by your disguise.
Deception.
No, the deception was putting the... I don't really want to roll. I just want this to be true.
No. I'm bragging about my deception.
Oh, I see. All right. Yes, Wookiee. And you want
to clean the HR office.
Where is the HR office?
Do you work on this ship or not? Clearly.
Psych. I knew it was the whole time.
Oh, you got me.
Deception.
Got me good.
So the robot. All right. He does like a little stretch, back and forth on each leg, back and forth to, get his space legs under him again. And he starts walking. Although then he's stopped by Sarn. Sarn's in the way. And I imagine they have an awkward exchange.
Not really.
Okay. Good. He shambles forth. He opens a door. And he's walking towards... Wait, hold on. I'm hitting the wrong buttons. And he opens another door. And now he's in the HR room.
And so he's following.
Just kind of following him.
And you just walk right in?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I said no. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, so you. So Mac, I will allow that Mac, right as Sarn is just going to charge right into that room, Mac grabs him on the back by the scruff of the neck and pulls him back just to give him one last chance to convince him not to just walk into a room.
Give me one good reason.
Let's take a sneaky look around first and make sure that no one's going to get the drop on us.
All right, then I'll stealthily sneak in.
Stealthily take a look first. How about stealth perception? Can I use perception?
Okay. Yes.
Perceive.
All right, what do I see?
All right. you pull him back and just say, hey, maybe we should look in this room first before charging in. And you take a look sort of around the corner. You take a look in the crack of the door, like in the hinges. And you see two. Let's see. Can I show these to you?
I can see them, I think.
See something.
Yeah, they are. They're Wookiees. Oh shit! God damn it!
So many Wookiees.
Yeah, who would have thought?
And only one in the whole series.
No.
Well, in the first three,
yes.
The only ones.
They didn't even give him a medal.
He got a medal.
It's like giving a dog a medal.
Oh, he bites it to see if it's real. Right. Ah!
So you see two Wookiees in there. They are doing office work at a table in the back of the room.
Facing us?
I am going to roll a 50-50 die.
Isn't that just called a coin?
Yes. They're facing you.
Oh, shit. Are they close together?
They are on... So... Yeah, they're pretty close. But as you notice, so now you guys are all watching, taking on, you know, the, inspiration by Mac. And you notice that, the custodial droid is, sweeping up, and the Wookiees start talking to the custodian droid as if they're old work, pals. Then they're just doing small talk, as the custodian droid just is working the room.
They're doing small talk to the droid?
Yeah, and they're going back and forth.
So, do you guys think we should sneak now?
Do you think sneak to what? What are we even looking for in here?
They're facing us.
How are they?
What are we even doing in here?
We have to find out where my sister is.
Okay, objective. We need to get to their personnel files.
Yeah, and that's in here, right?
I assume.
Now, those would probably be on a computer, right?
I don't know. It might be on the post-it note on its chest.
Now, that doesn't seem like a very secure place to source personnel files.
I mean, no, but I don't know anything about Wookiee filing.
All right. So we need a computer. Is there can I peer around and see if there's an open desk station or something?
Sure, but it'd have to be perception.
Perceive.
You must perceive it.
Perceive.
I can't believe it.
Not perceived.
Your rolls are great. Yes. You notice that there are two desks. It looks like the two are sitting in the desk in the front, and then there's, you can just barely tell that there's a desk behind them. It looks like they have, you know, four computers per desk. But so two are occupied, and it must be that the other six are not occupied. Not it must be, but you, I'm just saying that you only see two Wookiees, so there's four unmanned computers.
I would like to try to sneak up to one of them.
Okay.
Well, wait. That didn't... Oh, okay.
That's my stealth?
Yeah. It was a triumph.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you role play here. They're not going to see you. But how do you make it over?
So I would like to, it's kind of like a retcon kind of situation, but when we were talking to the cleaning droid, it was also kind of like, hey, maybe distract them a little bit. So they're talking to you and not really focusing on their work. And it makes it easier for me to sneak over.
Well, you don't need the boost anymore. I would say that sort of blows your cover because you were just telling them, you were just telling him to do his job.
Okay.
Here, I got a plan. I'll go over and distract him.
Wait, well, he's already successful.
Yeah, I've got the triumph.
He's already successfully have moved over.
Okay, the triumph is that the computer is unlocked.
Okay, yes. So, yes. It must have been that one of the Wookiees is going back and forth between the computers, and it's unlocked.
Well, then I would like to, I don't try to type in to find out, you know.
Okay, so let me move you. So you went past this one. I'm going to say you went all the way over to, imagine this is a truck in here, but that's actually a desk for our purposes. And there's another desk over here to which you are now set up to a terminal, and you're in the terminal.
Okay. Then I would like to search for my sister's name.
Okay.
Which is Makara Turbo.
Okay. I guess the other two of you are just going to, you're just waiting back here.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my gun aimed just in case those other people start, you know, snooping and seeing what Sarn's up to.
All right, well, you're keeping your gun on those fucking desk jockeys, and Sarn is hacking into cyberspace right now. Okay,
space, cyberspace.
You're going through. You look into the slave files. You're typing through, and you see that you can find like personnel. Then you start. You sort it by the different positions, but you notice that slaves are not with the personnel. They're with the property, which really geeks you out. Yes.
And, well, he looks real pissed over there.
Right. And you see like things like desks and crates and other Twi'lex. What'd you say?
Twi'lex.
Yes. And you do see in there also... a couple of Twi'leks in there. The sisters from before. I was hoping to pull up their names really quick, but I don't.
One was Deal.
Yeah, it was Deal and EG, something like that. But you do see those, and you go past them, and you know, it sort of makes you think. And then you do see at the bottom an unnamed Twi'lek that matches the description. Makara was green, like you are. And it says Makara.
Does it have a location?
So you click through it because, and now you're flooded with emotion. You're like, oh my God, I have
I'm so close.
Makara, you're so close. And you look at it, you see like a little ship icon that she's on a ship. You click on the ship. It does say the Renegade's Blood.
Oh, so she's here somewhere.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. I come over to Mac very, very quietly. Mac.
Hello.
Mac.
Hello.
This is Sarn Turbo.
Oh, Sarn. How's it going over there?
Hey, follow my lead on this.
Okay.
And then I rush one of the workers.
Okay.
Okay, so I run in and rush the other one.
All right.
Is it the janitor droid?
there's two of them.
Yeah, the janitor droid, you rush right by him, and he spins around in confusion and yells, "Ay, ay, 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 ay." And... okay, what are you trying to do?
Me?
Yeah, you said rush them.
Yes, I want to force them to tell me where Makara is.
Okay, let's roll initiative.
Might end up very poorly for me. Oh, they're Mac took out 30 of them. I can handle a couple of desk jockeys.
Yeah, dude, okay. They're easy. Especially if they're jockeys.
And if they're wearing glasses.
And they're going to roll cool, I think.
Hey, I got a triumph.
Okay. First is an NPC.
No.
I'm sorry, a PC. I misspoke.
Mac, I'm going to take this one.
He's got it.
Stay calm and tell me everything I need to know.
All right, so you grabbed him.
Yes.
Okay.
By the scruff of his neck.
Okay. You are successful. And he surrenders. And the other one throws his hands up.
You will tell me where Makara is.
Tell you what?
I'm trying to talk. Where Makara is.
What is it? What is a Makara?
It's the property, and I shove his head into the desk.
Ouch.
Yes. Do you want more of that?
No.
Then what, tell me what where do she's
you
want? At.
Who are you?
Tell me where she's at.
I tell him where he's at, lad. He's going to keep beating on you.
He starts. You notice that his arm is starting to reach under the table.
Grab his arm.
I smack his face into the table again and say, don't do it.
He stops for a second, and then he's like, he's clearly scared. He starts to do it again.
I throw him away from the desk.
This fucking all right. Guy.
All right. You throw him. Okay. Now he's on the floor. And he's scared. He threw his hands up. Okay. What do you want? What property do you want? You want a pocket watch? I got a pocket watch.
Give him the pocket watch.
I kneel on his shoulders and say, "Give me the pocket watch, and then tell me where Makara is."
Okay. He hands you a pocket watch.
I just shove it in my pocket.
Okay.
That's where the watch is.
I don't know what a Makara is.
Can I go to the computer where Sarn was and like print out a picture, print sure. out like the report?
Yeah.
So she just goes over and like prints out a report in this old dot matrix printer. Is like ding,
like a fax machine.
It's amazing how technologically advanced this place is.
I pick it up and I kind of show it in front of the person's face, the HR person's face. Like, this is a Makara.
Oh, yeah, this has got the asset ID on it. All you had to do is tell me what the asset ID was. I would have helped you. I don't know what a Makara is. Yeah, asset ID and yeah, this room number. It's not far from here, actually.
Where is it? How do I get there?
If you could just tell us the room number, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Yeah, I can. Yes.
Rocket.
Damn it. getting that for you. Well, let me just... Can I get up to the computer?
No. All right.
Are you gonna press that alarm button underneath your desk?
No, I won't push the alarm button. I feel like you guys are very scary, and I see your guns.
Oh, yeah, I got a gun, too.
What?
Hey!
She doesn't know how to use it, either.
I'm not great at it.
What the hell? Okay. All right. So then he sits down at the computer. He hits a bunch of buttons, and he looks at the room and he says, "Oh, that room's right over here. It's in the executive wing. That's weird."
Man, everything is in the executive wing.
Well, not everything. And he starts to list out a bunch of different random items that are not in the executive wing. He says, "Well, for instance." Like boots, like soldier boots, those don't go to the executive wing. The executive don't wear soldier boots. Yes. No, those go over by the locker room. And also in there is it.
We were there.
Oh, you were there. Were they in various stages of dress?
And you know what? Undressed. Some of them were wearing boots.
Oh.
They were, and now they're dead.
Some of my best friends are what?
God.
Wait. Hold on. Dead? I pull out the pocket watch that he gave me.
Uh-huh.
And I open it. What's inside?
So inside is just the picture of the man by himself sitting on a stump.
Okay, well, no worries. I close it, put it back in my pocket.
What? What? Don't what do you mean? What were you expecting to
I'm
see?
I'm sure some. It's great that you have a picture of yourself, though.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
Well, I didn't think so. My mom doesn't either.
Sorry. Executive wing.
Where's the room? Let's go. We've been dawdling again. That's one thing we haven't developed, fellows. Or, and ma'am. And sir.
Okay. You guys, he points you around into the executive wing, which is actually right around the corner. He points around this way.
Oh, that way. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What should we do with these two now?
Get any more binders?
No. Do I? No.
You see, there is a door, like right behind you. There's two doors.
I'm not going to kick this one in.
He's learning.
Well, if I kick it in, it's broken. Then they can get out.
Also learning.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobenz, can you check what's behind that door?
I'll do it with my perception.
Yes, great. Roll your perception. This perception is going to be without difficulty. So it's just going to be zero purple. So
if you fail this...
Yes, it means you're illiterate.
How do I get rid of the difficulty?
Right click.
Right click.
Try this. Not letting me get rid of more than just two.
There should only be two.
Right.
There should be zero, right?
Right.
Yeah. I can add it, but I can't remove it. I can remove.
Interesting. I will give it to you then.
On the top, it should say downgrade difficulty.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
if you go down to the number next to the purple and right-click it.
Let me try this one more time. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's...
How do I give this to someone? I thought I could give people roles. Is that this is? Yeah, I
fixed
can give
result.
This. Give it to Bridget.
Give her a success.
Right. I just gave it to you. Click here.
Okay. Hey, look, I can look through the way. Just open the door. Hey.
All right. Did you roll it? Did it send you a message? It should say,
oh, wait,
roll
here.
The dice pool. There you go.
I'm still struggling with the door handles. I still haven't gotten figured it out. Like, what? Do they slide? Do they swing? Like, how?
And that's why I kicked them in.
You can't quite read it, but your advantage is that there are symbols on the door, which seem to suggest that it's a door to the outside.
Oh, airlock?
Airlock.
Yeah.
Maybe don't.
Hey guys, this is an airlock.
Right. Don't kick it.
But you haven't opened the door?
All right, are we going to the executive suite or what?
Well, I don't know. You guys are trying to decide what to do with these other.
Well,
two
I
want to
put them in the airlock so they can't push the alarm button.
Okay,
all right.
You succeed doing that.
Okay.
except it's not really a door to the outside as much as it's just a door to an airlock as it is just a door to the outside, and you space these two Wookiees.
Oh.
Well, his memory will forever live on in my brand new pocket watch. Let's go.
All right.
All right. Executive suite. Executive suite.
You guys make it around the corner. I'm moving you. All right.
Moving in.
There's a door here. But the door that he was telling you to go to is right here. It's hidden, but it's not hidden. It was hidden for me because I didn't know if I wanted you to use this door, but I want you to use this door. This is the door to the room.
Where's my...
I'm sorry, I'm being cryptic, but I'm not trying to be cryptic.
All right, lads, what do you want to do?
Kick it in. I'm going to go kick it in.
All right. Mac?
Kick it in.
Okay. I bust through. I run around the corner and I just go give it a good, big, hard kick.
All right. You kick through. You come in and you're coming in hot, and then coming right behind you, walking in, is Sarn and Bo Benz. Sarn, you see in the middle of the room, there's a cage, just a freestanding cage in the middle of the room. And inside, there's this heap of clothes with some green poking out. It looks like a very familiar heap of clothes.
Pattern.
Yes.
But there's a cage in the way?
Yes.
So I start screaming Makara. Makara!
So the heap turns to you and looks at you and turns to you and is like, Sarn? Sarn?
Yes.
Sister.
Yes, it's me, Sarn.
I never thought I'd see you again.
I know, but I'm here now. I came for you.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
And at that moment, a Wookiee bursts in with a team of other Wookiees into the room and surrounds you.
Are they fooled by my disguise?
I think I'm going to start kicking ass.
All right. You got to do a lot of the heavy lifting here.
Okay. Story of my life, right? I'm just kidding, guys. I'm going to hide.
Where? We're in a room with nothing but a cage.
Hide behind the cage.
I see a Twi'lek and a Lisette I can hide behind.
Well, so when he was slumped up against the door and then it was your turn, I thought you were going to say, well, I'm just going to hide. Sarn's body was just lifeless on the other side of the door.